this round of talks finally make a breakthrough? I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Egypt, pushing for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and for Hamas to release all the hostages taken in the October terror attack as Israel keeps waging war.
The fighting at the Al-Shifa hospital near Gaza City continues. Israel's military calls it precise operational activity. It says 50 of what it describes as Hamas terrorists were eliminated, taking the total kill to over 140 since Monday. Soldiers also found Hamas infrastructure and weapon stores, rifles, machine guns, mortars, grenades, RPGs, and combat gear all seized.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Ukraine shot down all the missiles Russia launched at the capital Kyiv overnight, but falling debris did damage and injured at least 13 Ukrainians. More Americans will be flown or helicoptered out of Haiti today, escaping a country overrun by gang violence. This man among the 14 who got out on a flight to Florida.
We're finally reunited with Julian, our two-year-old son. It took about 2.5 weeks, so the days were turning into weeks, the weeks were turning into months, but we're very grateful.
There's a new vacancy on Georgia's death row. Willie Pye got a lethal injection late last night without saying any last words. The state's first execution since a COVID pause. Pye was convicted of murdering an ex-girlfriend in 1996. In Idaho, an escaped prisoner remains on the run along with the man who helped free him.
The possibilities are they could be anywhere at this point.
Boise's police chief Ron Weiniger on the search for escaped inmate Skylar Mead and the suspect who helped him escape by shooting up a transport team that was about to return Mead to prison from a hospital visit.
Fox's Jack Callahan. Mead's a white supremacist in a prison gang who was serving a 20-year sentence for battery. We all might live a little longer. The U.S. life expectancy rate rose in 2022 after dropping for 2 years because of COVID. The CDC's new age, 77 and a half. America's listening to Fox News.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare information guide absolutely free. Call 800-919-3200. That's 800-919-3200. 800-919-3200.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance, all online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
President Biden will campaign in Texas today. After a trip to Arizona, he says will lead to a big change.
Even though we invented the most advanced chips, we make 0% of them today.
While visiting an Intel facility in Arizona, the president announced $8 billion in grants that will help the semiconductor manufacturer make advanced computing chips in the U.S. for the first time in decades. Congress has some work to do today and tomorrow, finalizing funding to keep the government open. And the last 6 spending bills House and Senate leaders worked out compromises on.
The text for the 1,000-plus page bill that would fund 70% of the government through September dropped in the middle of the night. Congress has until midnight Friday to avoid a partial government shutdown, so Speaker Mike Johnson would have to waive the 72-hour rule, which allows members that amount of time to read the bill. Johnson touted the bill's cuts to foreign aid and its elimination of funds for the United Nations Relief and Works Agency amid allegations that some of its staff members are members of Hamas. Democrats say the bill avoids devastating cuts to certain programs. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise again. Futures are higher. Of course, that would add to the record highs set for the Dow and the Nasdaq in yesterday's rally, reacting to the Federal Reserve decision not to cut interest rates yet.
Inflation has eased substantially while the labor market has remained strong. And that is very good news. But inflation is still too high. Ongoing progress in bringing it down is not assured. And the path forward is uncertain.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says they still plan 3 interest rate cuts later this year after all the increases to lower inflation. Nobody won the Powerball jackpot again last night, so it grows again. $50 million next time. Tomorrow's Mega Millions prize, just shy of $1 billion, the 10th largest U.S. lottery jackpot ever. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
That's why I didn't play. I didn't play because nobody won. I said, why would I waste my $2 when nobody's going to win?
Darn it.
Yeah. So, yeah, off we go. and off we go onto the show. Kind of antsy today. It is March 21. Illinois opens their Big Ten. I'm sorry. Their NCAA March.
Yes.
I hope.
We are the Big Ten champions.
I hope it's a March. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Greg Soya coming up.
Here's a look at local news. Voter turnout much lower than expected for Illinois primary elections this week. The president and former President Trump won the state's presidential primary. State Supreme Court Justice Joy Cunningham expected to win her bid for a full term as she won the Democratic primary. Champaign School District Board of Education now downed another member. Mark Tease resigned yesterday from the board in an email Tuesday night. The seven-member board now has five. Earlier this month, another board member, Jamar Brown, resigned from his position. The Board of Education working to appoint his seat. A 17-year-old male from Savoy arrested in connection to a shooting Monday night. Champaign County Sheriff's Office responded to shots fired near Prairie Fields Park. Deputies searched the area for evidence of a shooting and found shell casings in the intersection Gentian and Prairie Rose. They also found a parked car unrelated to the incident that had been damaged by the gunfire. And that's a check of what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, good morning. It is 7:06. I'm Stevie J. There's Diane Ducey.
Hello.
Off and running we go. Weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you the ukulele jam, the toddler art, the teen hangout. These are all some of the options that you have that are free programs, the nature hikes and more. Just look it up, urbanaparks.org.
Well, we're all kind of keyed up here. Illinois plays today, Mr. Solier, there in Omaha, Nebraska. We play at 2:10.
Okay.
And, I got some Brad Underwood. And one difference than the other years, he says, nobody's sick. We're healthy.
Right. Because I saw him cracking some jokes. And
no, it was...
relaxed and seeming like, let's go.
And so some reporter, Mr. Meteorologist, said... What do your players say about your lack of success?
What?
You just haven't done very well in the tournament.
Why do we want to dwell on that?
Right.
Well, he said, they don't know history. I mean, it's a new team.
Good answer.
He said, the only way they know anything is you guys bring it up.
That's right.
It's the elephant in the room. The other day he said, I'm not here to, check off. Sweet 16, done. He said, I'm here to win national championships.
Yeah, every
there
year.
You go.
Let's just
there
do it.
And this team,
one sole focus.
If you play the second half like we played against Nebraska, and I understand that was unbelievable, but that's the level where if you play like that, you beat UConn. You beat Houston. You beat anybody. So it's there. And it's we're one of the best offensive. You have to score the ball, they say. You have to score the ball. We're like second or third most efficient in scoring the ball in America. It's a very good basketball team. I just don't want it to end, please. Come on, man. Come on, man. Don't talk reunions. I don't want to hear about that. I want to say, let's just keep going. Can we?
Absolutely.
It's been a lot of fun. All right, Mr. Greg Solier. We have coolish temperatures, but again, nothing to complain about.
Yep, and if you're going to make a last-minute dash out there towards Omaha, they currently sit at a temperature of 30 degrees. Organized snows well to the north out of the Dakotas, up towards the Twins through Wisconsin. Even the southern end of that may catch areas out towards Rockford with 3 or 4 inches of snow on colder surfaces between today and tomorrow morning in particular. Probably if you're going to stick around there, Omaha, that is, later this week and into the weekend, things will again get a little more problematic with another in the string of these late season storms. Wintry for those folks on northward through the upper Midwest and Great Lakes areas and northern plains where there's been an absence of snow this winter season. And around here, the beat goes on, ups and downs on temperature and no shortage of moisture around it either, of which includes radar's been painting a few returns of a couple snow flurries in the air. Would be surprised that's going on. A few of those reaching the ground out the door this morning. 29 at Willer and Savoy, up to 45 today. We're about 6 or 7 shy of normal. A couple flurries around this morning. partly sunny midday, lots of sun later this afternoon, light northeast to east wind, mid-30s tonight, breezy, milder for the day. Tomorrow we go the other direction up to 62, and some rain shower activity getting going in the morning, more so tomorrow afternoon. It'll wind through the air early tomorrow night, nothing heavy, nothing severe, low down to 33, and a breezy, much cooler Saturday at 46, but we warm it up to 55 Sunday. Far more dynamic system in here for Monday and Tuesday next week with showers and thunderstorms, 60s Monday, 50s on Tuesday, near 50 next Wednesday and Thursday, and another impressive spring storm will bring a range of temperatures and weather across our part of the Midwest towards the next weekend, Easter holiday weekend. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solyea.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah, this is really, really fun. And then if Illinois loses ever, then I don't want everyone to hear the song.
That's
right. I'm done. I am looking forward to baseball. By the way, we 2 weeks from today, I'll be at Busch Stadium for opening day, St. Louis.
Okay.
Cardinals will take on Miami that day, and I'll be down there broadcasting live. They've invited me to come again. Look forward to that every year.
Yeah.
2 weeks from today, April 4, I think. Is that April 4?
Wow. Is it?
No. Can't be that quick, right?
It is.
Is it?
It is.
All right, so April 4, 2 weeks from today, I'll
okay.
drive down to St. Louis at about 3:30. 4:30, 5:30. So, yeah, I got to get there plenty of time, make sure everything works. And then on the air, 7 to 9, home by noon.
I don't know why you do that. Why don't you just hang out?
What would I do from 9 to 3?
Watch the game.
9 to 3?
I mean, you...
9 until 3, that's 6
you
hours.
You can kind of work from Busch Stadium.
I'm kind of tired at
Village.
3 a.m.
Okay. Go to your car, take a nap. I don't know.
I used to do that.
I did too.
I used to sleep in my car when I worked 18-hour shifts. And flies were on my face, and it was sweaty.
Yeah.
Very uncomfortable.
It's not pretty, but it gets it done.
Yeah. All right, so it's 7-12. Brad Underwood met the press yesterday.
I feel like offensively.
It's not Brad. Coleman Hawkins met the press. Why are we so confident, Coleman? What is it about this team?
I feel like offensively we have guys who can score and create. I feel like we reached into another example of our defense when we started to switch in that Nebraska game, and we did a little bit in the Wisconsin game, and I feel like we're able to grow in certain areas when the timing is right, and I feel like we can adjust well to those changes. So I think it was pretty evident, you know, what happened in the Big Ten tournament. I feel like there's a whole nother level that we can tap into as well. I don't think I played very good in the tournament. I thought I could have been a lot better. I feel like there were spots where we could have played a lot better, and I think this tournament gives us a chance to clean those things up and go out and compete hard. So, yeah, I just feel confident in everything that we do, trusting all the work that we've done. Like we said all year, this team is really connected.
Yep,
so.
That's Coleman Hawkins talking about Illinois and why they're confident. Now, keep in mind it is the NCAA tournament, and if we do win a few ball games, you're going to have moments of, oh no. Mm-hmm. That's just the way this works. So the team that wins this tournament will have a moment where they think they're going to lose. That happened 3 days over the last weekend with Illinois.
Yeah.
So it's not over until that horn rings. Mm-hmm. And so there's inevitably, and anecdotally, when I've tracked this tournament for all of my life, it's always been the team that wins. Wow, I can't believe they won that. There's at least one where it's such a close call and they got something happen that was good. And
that's right.
It just
builds the momentum.
Doesn't matter. Houston, Connecticut, Purdue, North Carolina, all the top guys, they're going to go through something. That's just how it works. So Illinois will inevitably go through, oh no. That's the NCAA. Okay, Brad Underwood in front of the press.
All right.
Yeah, it's terrific to be here. There's nothing better than the NCAA tournament. There's nothing better than hearing your name called on Selection Sunday. I'm excited to be here with this group. I think we're coming into this tournament, obviously off the Big Ten Championship, and feel like it's different than in the last few years. This group is very healthy. We're playing our best basketball. I feel like we're whole. It's something that, through the course of a long season, there's always ups and downs and trials and tribulations and so on, sickness, injuries, whatever, and you have to deal with that. And so, you know, I think we're in a very good place injury-wise. I think we're in a good place sickness and all that. And we had three kind of different games in the Big Ten tournament. The first day we didn't play very well. and found a way to win. And I love that resilient mentality. I think you've got to have that. As you move into the NCAA tournament, you know, it was probably not my favorite to be down double digits three times, but I think we found a way to persevere through some of those tough moments. Obviously, we've got Terrence Shannon had a phenomenal tournament and played great. Marcus Demosk, really after the first night, was close to triple doubles and played great. So Omaha, I've been in this venue one other time in the NCAA tournament back when I was an assistant at Kansas State. It's one of the great basketball cities, great venues. So we're really, really excited to be here. And we've got a great great challenge tomorrow against Morehead State, a team that's playing awfully well, earned the right to be here. Extremely well coached and got a lot of respect for their program.
Yeah, guess what? They slow it down. They really try and control the tempo, so it's not going to be up and up and up, but they like to go slower.
Okay.
And we don't really like to go slower.
Right.
All right, we'll see. 210 is when there won't be a show this afternoon on The Drive because they'll be watching the game.
Yeah, everybody's watching the game.
Yeah. All right.
And it's on True TV.
True TV, that's like TNT, TBS, True TV. That's all on DirecTV for us anyway. It's all stacked up there.
Right.
So it's, it's showtime. Michigan State and Mississippi State kick
out
it off.
Out of the gate at 11:20? 11, yeah. 10 or something like that.
11, whatever, 20. And then BYU and Duquesne play right before
right.
us. Yeah, so.
So we'll find out our opponent.
If.
In theory.
Yeah. No, we are.
One game at a time.
Morehead State's my opponent. I don't care about
I
that.
I met a person yesterday, Gina Reeves, that made to perfection who went to Morehead State.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's in Kentucky, right?
It is.
Okay.
So that was interesting.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's that bracket look like? Huh? You rooting against my Illini? So right now I'm trying to, you know, finish my bracket. I'm one of those. Who,
are you entering or just for fun?
Just for fun.
Okay. Because you can go online and enter a bunch of stuff and win stuff.
No, I'm not a jump through hoops kind of gal.
I gotcha. Okay.
And because I'm so late in this and I can't find my glasses, I'm just choosing the teams that have the least amount of letters move on.
That's a method. Probably that'll be probably the best pool in America,
like
right
FAU
there.
FAU is moving on.
All right.
UAB is moving
all right,
on.
Then.
BYU is moving on.
Easy. Peasy. Lemon squeezy.
We'll see how my method works.
That's right. No, I think it might just be the one to figure out.
So we have our Illini women in action tonight at 6 at the State Farm Center, so take note of that. We know we're watching our men in the afternoon, but come on out in person to see the game against Missouri State. Because Shauna Green and this team has been wonderful this season to follow. And the Women's Basketball Invitational Tournament lands right here in our lap. So 6 o'clock tonight. When it comes to the women's basketball on the Parkland side, they have wrapped their season now. Their postseason came to an end yesterday. So they finished 26-6. Also, the play-in games, in case you're looking at those brackets, we have Grambling that beat Montana State and Colorado over Boise State. So, in case you're looking at that, you can, you know, finish
two good
your bracket.
Games. Those are two really good games. And it's really fun to watch a game you don't care about.
Yeah.
Because I don't care.
Yeah.
But now this afternoon is just a thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's just that.
We've got some skin in it now, baby.
Yeah.
So go Illini.
Weather brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you they're always looking to get new members of the team who are interested in community health. If that's you looking for an opportunity to serve others in a supportive environment, visit carl.org/careers.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Anvis Saturday, and it's a pair of weather systems that'll generate a complexity of weather, wide-ranging weather, and temperatures, too, across the Midwest, East Central Illinois included here in the coming days, of which a couple snow flurries around for this morning. Partly sunny for the midday and afternoon on the cool side of 45. Light northeast to east wind, 34 in the low tonight. Tomorrow, back into a cloudy, breezy, milder mode, and a couple of showers both morning, more so for the afternoon. Highs up to 62. Showers wind down early tomorrow night. Winds turn to the north, low down to 33, and a breezy, much cooler Saturday. Partly cloudy, 46, but then popping back into the 50s on Sunday. Lower 60s Monday, 50s Tuesday, and into early next week. Widespread showers and a couple of thunderstorms. Brief drying next Wednesday and Thursday. Highs will be closer to about 50 degrees. Looks like another system of rain, perhaps even a touch of snow over next weekend. That's the Easter holiday weekend. We'll keep you posted. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Social media company Reddit is launching its stock today on the New York Stock Exchange. The shares are priced at $34, valuing the company at $6.4 billion. Some of its meme stock investors will be getting access to the stock before it starts trading. Reddit generates nearly all of its sales from advertising. It is still losing money. The three major stock averages rose to records yesterday after Federal Reserve officials reaffirmed plans to cut interest rates three times this year. Apple shares are down 1%. There are reports that a U.S. antitrust lawsuit against Apple could be imminent. Discount chain Five Below says it will limit self-checkouts, will inspect customer receipts, and add security guards to combat theft. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will Cain, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
We're talking to Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group, and we're talking about the current market. What about interest rates? What are you guys seeing on what these numbers are going to do?
Interest rates are a hot topic right now. Interest rates are all over the place. I think they feel super high at the moment. And maybe historically, we keep getting told and it's shoved down our throats that it's not. But I think to the real person, we've been used to 5%, maybe even as high as 6%, but maybe a lot of 4s over the last 10 or 15 years. So that's our normal. The Fed announced that they aren't going to raise the prime rate, which is nice, and that they'd probably at least do 3 reductions over the year 2024. If we can find some 5s, I think there's some calmness to the storm finally.
So call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans with eXp Realty, 217-239-7113, or do an online search to Nate Evans Group to start packing.
Sell your home.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456. Or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, or registered investment advisor.
All right, so I went with a couple of upsets in the NCAA. I picked Nevada over Dayton. Even though Nevada is a 10, they're favored slightly. I did pick New Mexico to beat Clemson. That's an 11 over a 6, but believe it or not, New Mexico is favored as the 11. So that's not really Grand Canyon. I did pick them, as many people did.
I did too. Yeah. And I feel like, did we have a connection to Grand Canyon? Was it the Pinkies?
Yeah, Tim and Michael played there.
Okay.
And Jerry Colangelo.
Okay.
Former Illini. Huge reason Grand Canyon's on the map.
Right.
Very involved in that. It's right in downtown Phoenix. Christian and I went to that campus when they had a golf tournament there. It's really cool. They're called the Antelopes.
I like that. That does have a few more letters than St. Mary, but because of the connection with the Pinkies.
Yeah, well, now you've got your glasses on, so you're looking at it. So anyway, no majors. I did chalk most of this stuff. I have my final four are 2 1s, a 3, and a 2. I have Houston, Purdue, Arizona, and Illinois. And then I have Illinois dominating Houston in the final.
Yes. Let's do that.
And then, of course, if Illinois loses today, I don't want anything to do with this stupid basketball.
May the brackets gods be with you, or however that goes.
It's just really hard to pick these.
It is. And I know that you were playing with some people who had a formula that you can't use a team twice.
Well, there are all kinds of pools. But this one is you have to pick one winner every day there's games. So this weekend, I have to pick four winners.
Okay.
So I can say, all right, Purdue, Houston, they're going to, right?
Yeah.
But once you pick a team like that, you can't pick them again. So if you were to say, all right, I'm going to pick UConn, North Carolina, Houston, Purdue, that'll be my four for this weekend. Then next weekend, I can't pick them.
I see.
And if the final four of those four teams, I'm out.
I see.
So it's a little strategic here.
Uh-huh.
So right now, the first round, I presume you want to pick a team you don't think is going to go very far, but will win today.
Right.
And some of these games, I don't know. I mean, they're just like, I don't know, maybe.
So do you have a special bracket for all of that madness?
No, I just
pick
a team. So today I did pick BYU as my team to beat Duquesne.
Right.
Because it looks like BYU should have been a 5. So, and they're 9.5-point favorites, which is really a lot for an 11-6 game. Anyway, it's all a crapshoot. It's crazy. How are you sleeping? Are you sleeping well? Do you wake up? Do you toss and turn? Does your lower back hurt a lot? Well, today's Stever offer is from Kelsey Furniture. I'm going to send you down to see Chad or Brian or some of these smart people that it's just worth going to Tuscola just to go through the little demonstration.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime anybody says, hey, why don't you lie down on this bed? Okay. And then don't fall asleep. Hey, wake up. And then they go through the all the little things that give you zero gravity on your lower back.
Right.
And you're saying, I can't afford this. Maybe you can't afford not to get something
like
this.
And I'm sure they have financing and stuff.
They've got probably everything you need, but I'm giving you $1,000 toward this. You won't find this anywhere else in the world where you get that much off of this when it's not discontinued. If you ever see Tempur-Pedic that have anything off, it's because they're a discontinued item.
Hmm.
So they're very strict about this. We had to call the company headquarters and get clearance for me to do this. So it is an amazing how many beds we put Stever people in. This is very
Kelsey's at 215 North Main in downtown Tuscola.
And we'll get you down there in the next week or so, and you have to just take a look. And, and if you like it and you buy it, I'll give you $1,000.
There you go.
This is one of our early winners.
Our Tempur-Pedic bed is amazing. We love it. We're sleeping great. It's helping Greg's shoulder. It's helping my back. Hmm. Yes.
Would you tell Stevie J and Janet to get one? Is that what you're telling me?
I would highly recommend it.
Wow.
Yes.
This is typical. We have a dozen phone calls like this, all Stevers, at least a dozen, and I'd have 2 dozen if I called everybody. I don't know. They're fired up. So I guess you could look at it this way. If a third of your life's in bed, or probably less, it's supposed to be a third, 8 hours a day, where nobody's getting that.
Right.
But if you want to sleep really, really well, this seems to really, really work. And so I guess you could look at it and say, okay, what do you spend money on? What is it worth to wake up refreshed, feeling very energetic? A lot of your immune system depends on rest. A lot of your life productivity depends on rest. It's pretty urgent. But beds are just one of the, we can wait. Well, maybe you'd need to go try, because we had a couple recently go down a month ago. And the guy just wanted a traditional bed. I don't want all that fancy stuff. He got it. He got that zero gravity in lower back where it wasn't hurting. So it's worth trying. So if you're interested In me giving you $1,000, simply text in on the Fisher National Bank text line, 217-359-2255, BED. And you'll be in the running to be considered to get a first shot. Sometimes we pick two people because the first person changes their mind. Whatever, it's fine. There's no, we're not forcing you to do anything except maybe run to Tuscola, have some fun, and take a peek.
Sure.
217-359-2255. Just text BED if you're interested. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday. We know what that means.
John Decker.
Mm-hmm. Just got back from Sweden.
Nice.
He was hanging with the Crown Prince.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was like a keynote speaker at a
He was a big speaker
dinner.
For election 2024.
Okay.
So it's whatever. I mean, I have that kind of schedule too. I know the
right.
Crown Prince.
Hopping off of Air Force One, going over to Sweden to
talk to
some
people.
Well,
he was on his own flight.
Right.
Not his own
jet.
But
I mean, he was probably
He wasn't with the president or anything. This is separate.
I know, but maybe during the week he also
had Well, it might have been Air Force One. No, you're right.
It sounds good.
Yeah, you know, you could have been. We'll be right back with John Decker. Stand by.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. It's a time crunch to pass a federal spending bill that could be held up by any member of the Senate with objections if it gets through the House.
The text for the 1,000-plus page bill that would fund 70% of the government through September dropped in the middle of the night. Congress has until midnight Friday to avoid a partial government shutdown, so Speaker Mike Johnson would have to waive the 72-hour rule, which allows members that amount of time to read the bill.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Ukraine's military reports intercepting all 31 Russian missiles fired at the capital, Kyiv.
Ukraine's emergency service says 13 people were hurt by the debris of around 30 cruise and ballistic missiles being shot down. Homes and industrial facilities reportedly damaged. The attack comes after days of attacks by Ukraine on Russia's Belgorod region just across the border.
Fox's Jonathan Savage, the attack overnight, the largest on Kyiv in a month and a half. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Air Force officials have released the name of the Illinois airman who died last week in what was described as a workplace incident at Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson in Alaska. The airman identified as 25-year-old Staff Sergeant Charles Crumlett. He was a third wing airman from Streamwood, Illinois in Cook County. Illinois election officials say they saw a significant use of vote by mail for voters casting ballots in the primary, with many voting early. They report almost 430,000 Illinoisans voting early, 250,000 voted by mail. Only 138,000 voters cast their ballots in person before Tuesday. Urbana City Council has gone on record calling for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. The council's unanimous vote for the resolution followed months of meetings where residents spoke out about the conflict and urged the council to take a stand. More than 50 people turned out at Monday night's meeting when the vote was taken. You're up to date from the TBJ Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. Our weather this morning brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window.
Your premier provider for home improvements, specializing in siding, windows, doors, roofing, outdoor living. Sound good this spring? Visit KramerSiding.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and Vicinity. It's a pair of weather systems that'll generate wide-ranging temperatures. No shortage of moisture either in the coming days, particularly into early next week. And if you're traveling to the north right before and through the Easter holiday weekend next weekend, heads up on cold and snow there, which winter weather advisory is currently underway far north of Illinois, Wisconsin, back into the northern plains. Just a couple of snow flurries from that system for this morning. Partly sunny for the afternoon, but on the cool side at 45, down at 34.4 tonight. Breezy, milder, becoming cloudy. Some shower activity breaks out tomorrow, particularly by afternoon. Highs up to 62 and a gusty south-southwesterly wind into the 30s tomorrow night with some evening shower activity and a breezy, much cooler day on Saturday, partly cloudy and 46. But then popping back into the 50s on Sunday, 62 on Monday with some showers, a couple of thunderstorms, more rain Tuesday in the 50s. Highs next Wednesday and Thursday close to 50, and another active weather pattern and system ahead for next weekend, the Easter holiday weekend. For Steve AJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Ladies and gentlemen, moms and dads, boys and girls, it's Thursday. John Decker! John Decker! John Decker! I want to talk to John Decker! He is the one we know! I want to talk to John Decker! He's at the White House in press room!
John Decker! John Decker! John
yes,
Decker.
Ladies and gentlemen, they're singing his theme on combines.
And I actually saw the Queen cover band last, you know, Friday night in Bloomington. I sent you the clip
bicycle. Yeah, I was thinking John Decker.
Exactly.
It has nothing to do with Queen at all. It's all John Decker.
I'm the only one in my section singing John Decker to the bicycle song.
That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, there he is. Great Television's White House correspondent and fresh from Stockholm. Ladies and gentlemen. The Swedish national anthem.
There you go.
Is that Swedish or sounds a little German, too? I don't know. Anyway, it's John Decker. How was your trip to hanging out with the Crown Prince, which I do every other day, not every day like you do. But
yeah,
anyway,
that's right.
Yeah, it's Crown Prince Daniel somebody, your buddy, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I had never met the Crown Prince, Prince Daniel, a member of the royal family, but he attended one of the events that I was taking part in Stockholm, Sweden. Very nice person, and was very pleased with the presentation that I made in regards to the upcoming presidential election involving the rematch between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. I had two events while I was in Stockholm and flew back yesterday, got back to Washington late yesterday afternoon. Good to be back on U.S. soil, but it was a terrific trip. Terrific people, the Swedish people. It was my second trip to Sweden, and I look forward to returning them.
Are you able to sleep in business class?
Yeah, I was. Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
Am I able to? I guess I don't understand your question. I guess there's two questions.
Can you sleep? Can you sleep? Business class has these seats that really are bigger and comfortable and
the lie flat.
But I mean, some people can't sleep on planes. Right. But maybe you can.
No, I can. I'm asleep before we even take off. And I'm pretty good at that. Very happy about that ability.
This is why he's perky and got it going on a Thursday morning following
his
flight.
That's right.
That's very, very cool. What was your conclusion in Sweden, Mr. Journalist? What did you tell him?
Well, what was my conclusion in regards to
the 2024 election?
It's what I tell you when we speak every week. This is going to be a very close election, closer than it was in 2020. The 2020 election, Joe Biden wins with 306 electoral votes. He will not win with 306 electoral votes. There will be some states that Donald Trump will flip, and that's why it's going to be a very close election in the fall. So that's one of my conclusions. I think they were surprised. I literally had folks in the audience with their mouth agape when I told them who I believe Donald Trump will choose as his running mate. We've gone over this before on your show before, Stevie. Donald Trump Jr. is my prediction.
There's just no way. I will bet you a business seat on a plane ride of your choice. You have to guarantee me a seat on Air Force One so that we can bet. So that whole he's with me, that would have to. No, I just think, you know, that's too much for me. I mean, Donald Trump Jr., that's just too much.
It does make sense, though, to have somebody who's a friendly who you trust. It's such a big role.
The argument that Donald Trump makes is it's not 4 years of Donald Trump, it's 12 years of Donald Trump. There are those who are MAGA Republicans that are all for. They're all in on that. That gets them very energized. So that's what I'm That's part of the reason that I go with that prediction.
Yeah, that's a bold prediction. I saw your electoral map, and why do I always think of no man is an island? I look at Illinois around all this red. Where help?
Right.
Yeah, you're like, come on, man.
Come on, man. Anyway, it's so I'm sure they enjoyed your thing. And as I mentioned in my text, if they ever need an MC, that's one I would say yes to.
Yes.
And there you go.
Be there. Yeah, and I would say, listen, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for coming. Listen, I appreciate all the expertise that they DS in the panel, but John Decker, let's talk about John. Okay, first of all, he's Georgetown. He's the Supreme Court guy. He's got it all. He's got it going on. Everybody loves him. He might be a Supreme Court justice. John, tell us about yourself. And we just do that.
Yeah,
we just do that the whole time. Whole time.
All the other people are going, why am I here?
Four people to death with that line of questioning.
All right.
They want to hear about the rematch.
and I'm going to still stand by what looks like a weak prediction now. I do not think Joe Biden will make it. I'll stick by it.
And stick by it.
I'm sticking by it because I cannot, no matter what you think of anybody, no matter how much you hate Trump, whatever your thing is, you can't elect that. You just can't. You got to find somebody else that's capable and shouldn't prop up anybody for the biggest role in the world as president of the United States.
Well, it's a problem for some Democrats as well. They don't like this idea of Joe Biden being their standard bearer. But these are the choices that Democrats and Republicans have. I think that you're going to be making your argument. I can't wait till you make your argument about it's got to be someone other than Joe Biden when you make it the third week in October. It
wow.
still hasn't happened.
Wow.
And it's closer and closer to election day. But I'm curious. Another great unknown, because there's so many unknowns between now and November the 5th, is whether there are actually going to be any debates. You know, I don't think there will be. I think this is going to be the first election cycle in more than half a century in which there will be no debates between the two parties' nominees. But that is a real possibility.
Yeah, I don't think that. Maybe you could do the whatever they did for State of the Union and get them up to 30 minutes. You know, they can't risk this. They can't. I would be twisting and turning just for empathy and saying, oh, no, don't say that. You know, I can't see it at all. I think okay. their platform has to be Trump's Adolf Hitler. You can't elect him because he's crazy and he wants to be a dictator. That's all they got, is that your guy is worse. You got to elect Biden. That's all I'm hearing anyway.
Well, that is indeed part of their argument, that it's a binary choice, a choice between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, and you go with the lesser of two evils, and that's certainly one of the reasons, not the primary reason, but one of the reasons why Joe Biden won in 2020. You know, people made this choice, but there's so many different dynamics between 2024 and 2020. Primary difference between them is that this time Joe Biden is the incumbent. This time Joe Biden has a record that he needs to and has to, as all incumbents must, run on. So it's Joe Biden's record of the past 3.5+ years versus Donald Trump. His record as not only president but also post-presidency, and that's what the American voters will have their choices on this year.
Okay, so when Donald Trump was president, Mr. Journalist John Decker on the Tavins Toyn phone line, Great Television's outstanding number one employee, by the way. I just looked at the Great Television rankings.
Congratulations.
Number one.
There's a ranking.
Over the CEO, over everybody, so good job. Donald Trump, I believe, had a great economy going. Everything was churning along pretty darn well. The world was pretty peaceful. There wasn't a lot going on. There wasn't noise over there. Everybody was kind of quiet. He decimated ISIS. Name three things that Joe Biden has done that has been amazing.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I don't disagree with anything that you said in terms of your descriptions of Donald Trump, but you're leaving out a pretty big part of his presidency, which was how he dealt with the pandemic. It's my belief, and tell me if you disagree with me, Stevie, it's my belief that that is one of the reasons why he lost in the 2020 election. If the pandemic never happened, if we never heard of the coronavirus, I don't think there'd be any question in my mind that Donald Trump would have won re-election. But that is also a part of his record, how he dealt with that particular issue. And, you know, I don't think that you can say he got a 10 out of 10 in terms of dealing with the coronavirus.
I don't know how you handle something like that when it's never really happened in this fashion.
It's never happened before.
Hindsight, never shut it down, ever shut it down.
Right.
Listening to and trusting all of the, quote, experts, he did. He absolutely went with their recommendations on what to do. Should he have? Probably not. Hindsight, but at that time, nobody knew anything. It was just crazy.
Yeah.
Shut it down. They're going to die. We're all going to die. It was unprecedented from our lifetimes of what went on. But no question.
Absolutely.
Without that, so that brings me back to Wuhan. And would China ever have released anything like that intentionally because they were going to lose and they had Trump And you don't want Trump if you're China. Yeah. I don't know. I can't think any human would ever. But the bottom line is this. No question, the end of the Trump year of the pandemic was brutal. And he did, you know, that totally was part of the whole story. So, hindsight, no way. I would never shut anything down again. It was brutal on our mental health. I think we're going to be struggling with that for a long time. But the border was better. Everything was better. And now we have, you know, what seems to be a lot of problems with the inflation and crime and the border and the world. I mean, it just doesn't feel very good. And people can't afford meat. I mean, it's really hard right now. The credit cards are through. I just think if we get four more years of this policy, it's going to get harder. One man's opinion. You there, John?
Uh-oh.
What happened?
Well, you are saying some stuff that needs to be censored by some people.
He's not in Russia, is he?
He was in Sweden.
Remember, maybe they bugged him.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Mission Impossible running through my mind.
You remember, God.
When we were talking to the Olympics.
John, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. Can you hear me? Okay.
It's my fault. I think it was operator.
Stevie pressed the wrong button.
I don't know what I did. Anyway, okay. I was talking, just flashback. I had Amy Kellogg on from Russia years ago from Fox, and she was saying something critical about Moscow.
Well, their hospitality was horrible.
I said, Amy, are you sure you wanted? I think they're listening, Amy. Are you sure? Are you there?
Hello, Stevie.
That's not me either. What is going on?
I don't know.
Can you hear me, John?
No, I can't hear you.
Okay.
I cannot hear you.
That is not me, so it was something funky. Okay, maybe.
Long story short, we don't know who's listening to the show.
Well, I know this, that Amy Kellogg in Russia, I said, don't you worry about Moscow listening. They have bigger fish to. What?
Yep.
Hello? No, they pulled the plug on that phone call.
I've got the guy in my head.
I don't have any idea what.
He had the cigarette in his mouth and the bottle of vodka right there.
No, pulled it right
out.
I don't know what happened to John Decker. That was weird. I'll just go ahead and.
I guess we're okay.
But what was that?
Right.
What was I saying that made the whole thing happen?
I mean, I don't think it was anything out of the ordinary.
I was being critical of something as usual, so I don't know what it was. Okay, so maybe he'll try back.
Right.
But that was odd.
And it is ringing on the other line there.
I don't know, but that's been going a while. Anyway, we are at 7:47. We're toward the end of our. Is that him?
Yeah, with you.
That was weird, John, because you were on the other line saying I can't hear you, and the other phone line was ringing at the same time. So that was a weird deal. Anyway, it's John Decker.
Yeah. No, I have two phones. I dialed you on my other phone. I don't know what happened. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Okay.
We disappear from social media from time to time when I say the wrong things. What have you? Now this is a very serious question. Have you felt the pressures of you got to be careful what you say in America these days because of hate speech getting canceled? I mean, are we more tentative when you're a John Decker out there and what you say and how you say it?
I've always been careful in terms of what I say and how I say it. So it's not recent. You know, it's one of those things where there's a lot of sensitivity out there. So you always have to be careful about not offending anybody. You know, that's the bottom line. And I can present, you know, my opinions without offending anybody. And so, you know, I think it's heightened though in recent years, for sure. And I think that's the reason why you're talking about how you've been yanked off social media from time to time.
Thank you, David. On 217 text says you were praising Trump.
What did
Trump.
He
say?
Oh,
praising Trump.
Oh, that is.
AT&T pulled the plug.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Frontier, whoever we have here. All right, so you are busy, but you also work the Big East tournament last weekend?
Yeah, that was awesome. No, it was not the Big East. It was the ACC.
ACC, yeah.
Yeah.
And you sat
Very
by,
exciting.
Did you not sit by the winning bench every game?
Did I sit by the winning bench just about, I think, every game? yeah, it was remarkable. So they're right in front of me, and it was, I was the lucky charm for NC State, that's for sure.
Well, I'm telling you what, NC State, I didn't know Zion Williamson played for them too. He plays for the Pelicans in New Orleans, and he plays, that guy looked like Zion Williamson. He's huge.
Yeah, that guy is remarkable. I think Zion Williamson played for Duke.
However, the same size-looking guy. I mean, he did that.
Yeah, this guy, it was remarkable to watch him. And I remember when the ACC tournament was, it was March Madness came through Washington, so I had an opportunity in college to see Zion Williamson.
Same type of thing.
But this particular player, DJ Burns Jr., if I'm not mistaken, is 6'10". 275, just a monster, and no one could stop him. No one could even come close to stopping him.
Can they win the tournament? Do you have a pool that you have going? Because North Carolina State went in five straight that you saw. That's unreal to win 5 days in a row. Unbelievable.
That's pretty remarkable, and they were the 10 seed going into the ACC tournament. So I don't know the last time that's been done. In fact, I do. It was Jim Valvano when he took his team to March Madness, won the national championship, so maybe it can repeat itself for NC State. I don't know.
Well, Illinois won the Big Ten tournament. We were excited about
that. I saw that.
Big Ten tournament. Yeah, we were pretty exciting.
Here we go, baby.
I got to play this theme a lot right now, but Illinois is the Big Ten tournament champ, Big Ten champion. Yeah. Illinois, we got Morehead State. Who will you be following this season?
Who will I be following during March Madness?
Yep.
What teams
yep.
do I have?
Beside Illinois, John.
Yeah, besides Illinois, I mean, I was impressed with NC State. Now I want to see if they can, you know, keep that momentum going. I'll be following NC State for sure. Who else is up there? I think it's pretty remarkable what Illinois did when you consider how strong the Big Ten was this year, you know, with Purdue and Edney and Wisconsin also having a phenomenal team. That's just pretty impressive. Hopefully they can keep that momentum going throughout.
You've been in Sweden. I don't think they're doing brackets in Sweden, but anyway,
no, they're not.
It's so fun. There's like 12 hours of basketball today, 12 hours of basketball tomorrow. It's kind of fun.
I know it. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
I love that. I really do. To me, it's just the best event. And this first weekend where it's like that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's all basketball. I love it, and it was a thrill to be at the ACC tournament that was here in Washington, D.C. last week.
Well, welcome home. Glad you could be on this morning. Pleasure always, John Decker. Thank you for your time. We will call you next week.
I look forward to it. Thanks, Stevie. Thanks, Diane. We'll talk next week. Have a great week, and enjoy the basketball. Go Illini, and hopefully they're still going strong this time next week.
Ooh, we hope so.
Absolutely.
Thank you. John Decker, great television's White House correspondent, national correspondent, asked to speak, frankly, all over the world, and he talks election
stuff. Including Sweden.
Yep, Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, great having him on. He's a good guy. 752, I think a great journalist, because I don't know how he votes.
Right.
Which I think should be a litmus test for all journalists.
I love it. Just
I
the facts.
I should know how you lean.
Right.
Because I don't
just
really care how you.
The facts.
I need to decipher it for
myself.
Well-balanced. That's what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Marcus Jackson? He was a wonderful News Gazette sports writer and writer.
Absolutely.
Anyway, we're going to call Marcus, get his take on what he thinks of
good
this
idea.
Bracket, but it'll be good to catch up with him. We'll check Greg Solier's weather, brought to you this morning by Busey.
For 150 years.
Well, I mean, I wanted to know what the first thing looked like.
Drive through with the horses.
Well, I mean, it was just mud, wasn't it, when they started?
I think so. And the wagon wheels.
Well, there was.
Honey,
you're not driving anywhere. You're just getting on your horse.
I know.
Did you have horse parking? What was the first classic Greg Hall like? There wasn't a Greg Hall.
We need to have some Busey history and get a picture.
Really do.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Banff Saturday, and it's a pair of weather systems that will generate a complexity of weather, wide-ranging weather, and temperatures, too, across the Midwest, East Central Illinois included here in the coming days, of which a couple snow flurries around for this morning. Partly sunny for the midday and afternoon on the cool side of 45. Light northeast to east wind, 34 in the low tonight. Tomorrow, back into a cloudy, breezy, milder mode, and a couple of showers both morning, more so for the afternoon. Highs up to 62. Showers wind down early
early tomorrow night. Winds turn to the north, low down to 33, and a breezy, much cooler Saturday. Partly cloudy, 46, but then popping back into the 50s on Sunday. Lower 60s Monday, 50s Tuesday, and into early next week, widespread showers and a couple of thunderstorms. Brief frying next Wednesday and Thursday. Highs will be closer to about 50 degrees. Looks like another system of rain, perhaps even a touch of snow over next weekend. That's the Easter holiday weekend. We'll keep you posted. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgen.
All right, thank you, Greg. We normally have Nathaniel's son. He's not on this week, but we'll be next week. So we'll get Nathaniel's son's Did You Know back next week.
So I'm on the Midwest part of my bracket. Sorry to interrupt, but I'm, you know, focusing.
Because you haven't done your bracket yet.
Well, Purdue has pretty much everybody's healthy, right? But Kansas has some guys out.
Oh, yeah. Kansas people are picking, actually, people. Joe Lenardi,
right,
who does bracketology, said Samford will beat Kansas.
Okay, wow.
But that's, I can't. Kansas is the defending national champion. I know that they're really banged up and they're not getting much production on their bench. I know all that.
Okay.
Still Kansas. So we'll see.
Okay.
Will they make a deep run? I don't know. Because I think Dickinson's playing, but I think he's hurt, and I think their point guard's hurt. So that's a big deal.
Okay.
So we'll see. What was I going to say? Oh, there's baseball going on right now in Korea, Seoul, South Korea.
Right now, San Diego's up 11-8 in like the eighth inning.
12-8. But it's still not over. It's bottom seven, and the Dodgers are batting, and the Dodgers won the game because a glove broke on the first baseman trying to field it. The webbing broke,
right,
and the Dodgers won.
That looks so weird. That he was going after the play, and the
strange
went right through his glove.
The glove broke.
And Ohtani's interpreter was fired with a massive theft allegation.
Well, this is his friend that's been there since 2018. And why, again, just saying, at this point, don't you speak some English? I mean, you're getting paid zillions and zillions of dollars, like $1 billion. And I would think
it is a lot of trust with the interpreter.
Why don't you? I mean, I understand it early, but at some point, you probably want to speak your own words.
Yeah.
Anyway, the interpreter is a friend of his, but got in trouble with the bookies. And actually, supposed to be, now it's legal betting, but in California, I don't think you can bet. And guess where he played? The Los Angeles Angels.
That's right.
So now he's with the Dodgers, but his friend slash interpreter needed $4.5 million to pay off the gambling debt. And then you're going, Shohei didn't know that?
Right.
Was Shohei involved?
Ooh.
And he, his agent said, no. He had nothing to do with any of this. So I'm sure there'll be people looking into this, but the guy has said, the guy, his friend has said, he had nothing to do with this. This is all me. I did this. I got in trouble. I did the da-da-da, which happens.
Yes.
But to those levels, holy moly, $4.5 million. Now, again, in the Shohei Ohtani picture, if the guy signed a $800 million contract, that's like, you know, a couple thousand dollars for most. It's not much.
Right.
It just isn't a... But it is a bad look,
right,
and you're wondering about it. News coming up, Marcus Jackson would pop on with us here in the next. Also, Ryan Heiser, the president
of Fisher First, National
Fisher,
Bank, is
Fisher
involved
National Bank.
With the Muhammad Music Fest, which is coming up at the end of August, and will unveil who the big act will be.
Yep, and Ryan's a big Illinois fan as well.
Absolutely.
So we'll have to see who he picks. I have Illinois pounding Houston in the national championship game, and anything short, I'm not interested in your silly tournament anymore.
There we go.
If Illinois loses at any point, I don't care about this.
Come on, Illini.
Can't wait for baseball. I get salty when Illinois doesn't play. I just, let's win today.
That's
see
right.
See if we can get a win today. All right, it's 7:57.
Firestone Tires can make all the difference on the road. Drive with confidence. Plus, take advantage of the road-ready financing options. Get the tires and services you need now and pay over time. Your vehicle will thank you for the upgrade. Since 1917, Clay Dooley Tire and Auto has been committed to helping you drive with confidence. Just off Neal Street, call 217-352-4286.
Clay Dooley Tire and Auto.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it.
Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana invested in our community since 1908. Before you buy your home in 2024, we invite you to speak with one of our experienced lenders, Jack, Jim, Kim, or Lane. Experience the convenience of working with a local lender with local service, decisions, and loan underwriting in our comfortable offices. Visit us to experience the exceptional friendly service from our knowledgeable staff. Hey, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try. We think you'll love it here. We do. 356bank.com, First Federal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS. 435120.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.